Hello, everybody. Welcome inside the 30-Minute Lunch Break Podcast, episode 130. The day is Thursday, January 25th. It is 10 o'clock at night almost, and we are here to talk some NBA. My name is Brandon Rosenthal. Alongside me is Eric Garcia. Not just NBA, NBA, NFL, maybe some Tiger Woods. I don't know. Let's see what happens. Eric, how are you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Ready to just go ahead and get into this shit. Whatever yes, sir. Whatever it is.
We are getting into
it. We're going to get into it.
We are in my car. We are also joined by Mike. What is going on, man? How you doing?
Good, good. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Mike the regular?
Mike the regular in the back seat.
What up?
The Uber, the Lyft passenger.
Yeah, the Lyft passenger, podcast passenger.
So, the news of the day, we can talk NFL, which we have to because, Super Bowl's happening in more than a couple of days, but soon.
Like 10 days.
Yeah, like 10 days, and some games just happened last week. But the NBA's been taking over the last few days. Let's talk about this NBA little all-star draft that happened.
Yeah.
It seems like this answer is going to be, here we go. Well, Durant just beat the... Durant leads Warriors over Timberwolves. No shit. Seems like this draft should have been televised. Seems like you agree on that. LeBron kind of agrees. But let's go over the roster that we have now, and let's try and guess where people were picked. I think this is going to be fun since we don't know where it's going to be at.
I know we're moving past it, but to highlight the fact of how badass it would have been if we're willing to literally try to guess who went who. Imagine how interesting it would have been. That's how
just to watch it.
It's a missed opportunity, but whatever. It's cool. But yeah, let's go ahead. Let's check this out. Hey, my question is, it doesn't matter. Like, who gets the dub or there's no.
No, this is just for bragging rights.
No, I'm saying on the record book, it's not going to be the East one, the West one.
No, I don't think so. I don't know who the hell is going to be
team. That's the one part that I'm
team
a little...
LeBron, team Curry.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's kind of weird. But fuck it. I don't know. I guess I'm 30. I'm showing my age. I guess if we're getting older. So it's like, I want to keep it old school. Like, you know?
But it's just going to be team LeBron and team Curry. I don't know what they're going
to
put
and in the record. It's not like it mattered, but it still was like you wanted the West to win. I knew I was rooting for the West. Now I don't know who the hell I'm rooting for.
Or team Stephen. Team LeBron, team Stephen. So we know because LeBron was the top vote getter. That dude got the number one pick. So, by all reports, we have to go with the starters. So, we have four starters to pick on each side, and then we get into the reserves. So, that's where it gets a little tricky. So, we think LeBron went Durant, right?
Yep.
Yeah. The way I would assume on all of these, the way I would look at it is, who's the best player that got picked on his team?
Durant.
And you assume he's first, right?
I assume it was KD.
Yeah.
And I think Curry went Harden.
Look at this thing I'm reading. James as a top overall vote-getter had the first pick. It's assumed he took Durant.
Right.
Yeah, we all assume. Everybody took fucking Durant.
Right. So you think Curry then goes who? Harden?
Harden.
Or Giannis? Harden, right?
Harden.
He went with Giannis. I think once he... Because, if... Did we at least know? Were they together at least? LeBron and Curry? Were they at least seen, right? They're seeing who's getting drafted, of course.
Yeah, I think they're in the same room, or maybe our phone or something like that.
Because the way I am assuming, this is why I'm going to go with you. What I'm going to answer, I don't even know if that was your answer, but you mentioned the name. If I saw you take KD, I'm saying, where's Giannis? I'm not even thinking best player or anything at that point. I'm thinking, let me try to match something here, because...
LeBron
and KD, I mean, fuck.
Team USA.
What are you talking about here? Like, give me Giannis and Kawhi. And a healthy Kawhi, but obviously he's not.
So, fair point. So Giannis. Then he goes who? Anthony Davis? LeBron? Or Kyrie?
Kyrie.
No, I think he's going big. I think he goes Anthony Davis.
Because he doesn't have a big. He's been wishing for a big. So, if he got a chance to draft, he drafted big.
Okay, so he goes Anthony Davis. I agree with you there. Then I think it's Harden, right? At that point, Curry goes Harden.
I'm going to go with my... No, I agree with you, but I'm not going to agree with you because I'm going to go with him. He matched him. What's his big?
Embiid.
he went Joel Embiid.
No way. There's no way that Harden. Think so? No. Harden.
Oh, no. Harden. Yeah, no, no, no.
Exactly.
Yeah. Not over Harden.
Harden.
But definitely not Westbrook yet.
No, Westbrook didn't start.
I know. That's what I mean. So oh, you can't. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so then it seems like.
That's stupid. No Westbrook starting.
Then LeBron either goes. You think he goes Kyrie or Boogie?
Kyrie,
right?
If he got a big already.
Kyrie.
Yeah.
Okay, so he goes Kyrie. And then I think either
and he said, get it out of the way. I know people are going to be at. Yeah.
Do you think Curry goes for DeMar or Embiid right now?
Curry has DeMar.
DeMar. DeRozan.
Oh, DeRozan. Or who?
Embiid.
Embiid.
I think he went Embiid.
I don't think he went. I know that they. Oh, they're on their reserves.
Maybe Embiid there?
I think he goes DeRozan. Because
he's Curry, he's a guard, so I would go with DeRozan.
I think he goes DeRozan, too. And then that means Boogie goes with LeBron, and Joel Embiid is the last one picked for the starters for Curry.
Yeah. And he should be.
Yeah.
That's about right, yeah.
Joel Embiid is the last player that should have been picked because he was a starter, right?
Okay.
I think the last pick, well, to me at least, I thought the last pick was swapped, Embiid and then DeRozan, but yeah. I don't see.
And then Curry gets the first pick for reserves. So he goes and gets Klay Thompson. We know that.
Yeah, yes.
So we know that he gets Klay, for sure. So who do you think LeBron gets? Westbrook, right? The first reserve available?
It's Westbrook.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it would have been Paul George if Paul George was a reserve at least.
Okay, for sure. So Westbrook.
Kristaps?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Over Westbrook?
No, I'm saying Westbrook over everybody. He's asking over KP. Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah,
for sure, 100%.
Westbrook is a starter. To me, that's why I answer that. To me, it's like, why are you even an option?
Okay, so now there's three Warriors are picked. Curry has. Do you think he got Jimmy Butler? You think he went Butler? Draymond Green?
Draymond.
Towns or Lillard?
He went Draymond. That fool's the kind of guy that he would have taken him 1 and 2 because they're teammates.
For sure.
Especially Klay. You know, especially Klay.
Well,
but
Klay was there. You know he was getting Klay.
No, but what I'm saying is the only reason these guys are reserves, the guys that he took this far, is because they're reserves. But yeah, he definitely went Draymond here.
All right. So then you think LeBron goes Kristaps, John Wall. I think he goes John Wall, personally. Bradley Beal, LaMarcus Aldridge, Kevin Love, Oladipo.
Your boy Oladipo.
I think he goes either Kristaps or John Wall.
I'm going to say it. If he took Kevin Love, like, does he kind of like him still? Like, his other reports, I guess he's not beefing with Love.
Nobody likes Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
He has Napoleon syndrome, and he can't fucking play anymore. Yeah. He's hurt.
No hip. But, no. You know what? I think he goes. I'm going to keep with my same thing that I was saying earlier about LeBron. Wanting a big, I'm going Kristaps.
Right? Okay, so he goes KP. Okay, fair enough. I think he either goes John Wall, but maybe John Wall can wait. So Kristaps, solid. Now, left up for Curry, we know it's either Butler, Horford, Lillard, Lowry, or Towns.
Jimmy Buckets. Goes Towns? No, Jimmy Buckets. Unless he's thinking I don't have a center yet or something like that, right?
Is
that
we already has Draymond and Joel Embiid.
No, yeah, he goes Buckets. Jimmy Buckets.
All right. And then do you think John Wall?
Yeah.
Okay. So John Wall doesn't make it past. Okay.
Because even when I told you that I took Kristaps over John Wall, it didn't even sound that right. So I need to take John Wall now. You know what I mean? Because I would.
Okay. So then you think Curry goes now. Okay, I'm going to get Karl Towns. Now that I got Butler, let me get Karl Towns. Yeah. And, okay, that's good. And I think LeBron then goes. You think he goes LaMarcus or Kevin Love?
Love. Personally.
I think he got.
LA? I think he goes Aldridge.
I think he goes Aldridge, too.
Yeah, because I think he took... I don't think he's necessarily beefing with Kevin Love, but he took Kevin Love because he was there.
I think he knows Kevin Love, like, don't worry, I got you.
Or he was there, and he was his teammate, so he's like, yeah, I'll take you with my last pick, fuck it. But I think Aldridge seems like a guy that LeBron would play with.
Would want.
Yeah, he would want him, right? Like, you can see him really getting along with a guy like him. Yeah.
Then I think Curry
Which is kind of why I almost want to switch my thing and say, well, this is not like this matters at all. Like, we're just guessing here, but like, I do think maybe thinking of LeBron's mentality, he would go with John Wall over Kristaps.
That's what I said too.
Yeah. No, you did say that. And I was like, I was saying no because I was thinking who's the better guy. But yeah, him and John Wall. That's his home.
Okay, well then, who do you think happens here? Horford, Dame, Lowry. That's it.
Dame dollar sign.
Yeah, for sure. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I have those three. If you're looking at that's available, I'm like, oh, I'm picking those guys.
Cash money. You know, I'm picking him.
There's also all over these guys. Damn, it's crazy. So,
hey, oh, wait a minute. Did you mention his name already? For the East, there's two guys left? Is it just Kevin Love and Depot? We didn't mention Depot.
Yeah, I know. I said he probably doesn't get picked yet.
That's right. So there's two guys left?
Yeah. Oh, and Bradley Beal.
Three guys.
So, yeah. One of them's going to be picked now. Is it Beal, Kevin Love, or Oladipo?
At this point, Kevin Love.
Nah, I'm telling you. I just said it. Like, Depot, dog.
I think he goes Oladipo as well.
What? Depot is balling right now, dog.
Okay, nah. So Oladipo.
Depot's on another planet.
He's balling, but I think he would love, like,
no, I think he goes Oladipo. I think you're right. I actually do think he's right. So Oladipo, and then you got to go Lowry, right?
Was there a big... Okay, so who's left? It's Lowry?
No, there's no... Oh, I see. Oh, yeah, you're talking about...
Curry. Lowry and Al Horford.
Talking about Curry, right?
Oh, yeah. He's the one that's just got two left. I think Lowry.
Lowry. I think Horford's the last person picked for them.
Big. He said, oh, shit, I'll take
it. And then I think
big.
Kevin Love's the last person picked for Team LeBron.
Oh,
damn.
And who was the other guy then?
Beal.
Beal. Yeah.
All right. I think that's fair.
I mean.
I guess.
Like we said, yeah, it was fun for us.
That was cool.
And the league could have just shown us how it went, and it would have been even more fun, because then we could have criticized the way it went. You know what I think why people like me probably and a lot of us fans are upset about the way it went down is part of the best. I mean, I know this is stupid, but. One of the best parts of being a fan is complaining and bitching about something that happened or some results, or especially somebody's opinion.
Damn right.
So we want to see the draft and disagree hard, and we don't get the chance to do that.
No, we don't.
And
it's quite upsetting.
We got robbed.
Quite upsetting.
By the way, because it doesn't matter, who wins?
I'm going to be looking at teams one more time.
LeBron.
I'm not looking at teams. I'm saying, what team is LeBron?
And KD.
You know,
and Westbrook.
Let's stop it.
And Kyrie.
And let's leave that there, guys.
Right. Anthony Davis and Boogie.
We can leave it there, right? You agree?
My God. I think you're right about that.
Just LeBron and KD is enough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move.
Yes, sir.
Let's move on to football.
You don't want to talk about your trade?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, dog.
No, we can't. Yeah, that's right.
You went through all this work. We got this little crazy trade that Brandon came up with.
So I came up with this trade earlier today, saying that I was thinking about like fake trades and like how we can maybe fix the Lakers. But then this podcast I was listening to was talking about the Cavs. So I took a look at the Cavs roster and I'm like, all right, well, here's a deal that, well, even if LeBron bounces, they can still have a decent roster full of dudes. It's a 4-team deal. So, you know, it's never going to get done. So, we can talk about it regardless. The Cavs pretty much trade. They end up trading Kevin Love, Tristan Thompson, Isaiah Thomas. I think that's it, right? Shumpert and Channing Frye. And they give up a second round pick. And they get back Dwight Howard, Kemba Walker, George Hill, Vince Carter, Marvin Williams, and a pick from Charlotte, a second-round pick. I don't know, man. Like Eric said, like, usually if it works out for all four teams, then it, you know, usually isn't going to work. CJ McCollum's in this deal.
But then again, that goes against the question we asked. We asked it, like, let's say it works, right?
Let's say it works.
None of this could happen. That's fine.
Yeah, 100%.
But, hey, we said let's make it work.
Well,
right?
I think let's say it works. This gives, like, LeBron.
This is what we wanted. Guys, this is not a video episode today. But Brandon, you know, went all out. And we've mentioned this in podcasts before. How Brandon loves himself some trade machine.
I do.
And he doesn't shy away from it. And what we wanted is for Brandon to come up with one. And all we wanted is for that, Brandon. For the thing to say this trade is successful.
It took me a few attempts.
You know what I mean? So that's the thing. It's not just some bullshit, because, you know, it is bullshit. At the end, it's our opinion, but it's mainly Brandon's in this trade. But it makes sense. I mean, the math
money,
works.
Money-wise,
if you go to the trade machine, this trade can happen. This is not some bullshit numbers where it's like, how are you trying to trade away, fucker? This is stupid. You're missing money. No, this, again, this trade is successful. This means once you know how what we talk about, every team now submits the paperwork to the league. League reviews everything. This is what the review, the league answers everybody. Like, trading successful.
I think that this trade is obtainable too, because it kind of gives up, like, you know, Charlotte wants to move on from Kemba. But why not? If you're going to trade, in this deal, it involves Portland as well, and they trade CJ McCollum. Kevin Love goes to Portland. CJ McCollum goes from Portland to...
And there you go with the helping out, because in everybody's mind, like, just like me, because you know how I feel about it, it's like, why is the Hornets trying to get rid of Kemba? And we're like, well, if you could get McCollum and a first-round pick...
It's like, why not?
Why not?
Like, why not? And you're
especially if you feel like you're going to probably suck for a little bit.
And it's like, and you move on from Dwight. You move on from Marvin Williams. You get Tristan Thompson.
Yeah, I don't like Tristan Thompson, though. No, that's the only reason I like the money.
Yeah, the money. It's $8 million cheaper than Dwight Howard's contract. And not just that. Like, Tristan, maybe under Steve Clifford could be better. Maybe
he got Dwight to get back to being pretty good.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so I think that that little combination of CJ McCollum and Tristan would maybe do better. You know, maybe it's just he'd be better maybe not in Cleveland with all those guys. But Portland, the thing is about Portland is like this is their shot to get Kevin Love if they ever want him. You know, he can go there. He's locked under deal. They're not going to sign anybody. So it's like you might as well just get anybody you guys you want. Nick Batum's a friendly face. Yeah, he's expensive as hell, really expensive. But you can just buy him out, you know, at some point if you don't want him down the road. Man, excuse me. But you know, I don't know if Cleveland has the balls, because this is we don't need you, LeBron deal.
Yeah, like to me, this is. I'll answer. You know, I was saving it maybe towards the end, but. Look, this is the reason why I would say is it's killed from almost from the jump. It's I really feel Cleveland's like he's leaving. Let's stop it. Like, you know what I mean? Like
this works. That this is why that deal works even more if he's leaving, because now at least next year they got fuck the first round pick. What's that going to get you? This gets you guys for next year that you can settle the fan base. Like, hey, we have George Hill, Kemba Walker, Dwight Howard.
That's what I was saying. Dwight Howard, I don't think you can sell. Kemba would be the one thing. I mean, because I like Kemba, but, dude, no.
Well, what's the alternative? Tristan Thompson?
The alternative is this team. The way I'm telling you it's not working.
Bottom out?
Nothing. They just want to sell. Like, the fool's like, I'm out. Let LeBron leave. Keep Kyrie. Look. You know how everybody's saying Isaiah's going to bounce because he's going to realize LeBron's going to leave and why would he stay in Cleveland? Why the fuck not? No one wants his ass.
Yeah, for sure.
Cleveland could just say, fuck it, we'll max you. No one wants to give you the max, we'll give you that max contract.
Dude, Boston offered him up at the first opportunity to, like, see you later.
And I like it. Look, I'm talking a lot of shit and it might come off like I'm a hater on his. I'm just saying, like, this is the truth, dog. No one really likes him that much. Everybody likes him, but then when they get a chance to get rid of him, they do.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
Because you know what's the truth and the harsh reality of life is, Brandon? He's little.
Very small.
And in the NBA, that's a problem, fool. Like, I'm 5'9", Brandon. I'm 32 years old. I realized a long time ago, this is my height, dog. This is it, right? So, that's the thing, Isaiah. Like, the league looks at him like, you know, you're really just a little dude.
Yeah, well, because and especially if he loses the ability to make buckets in the paint, then you're a little guy who can't score in the paint.
A little guy without a hip.
And you can't dunk on people. You're not Nate Robinson in his prime.
You're tough as fuck. You bring a lot of things that teams want.
You can shoot the ball.
You know, it's not like, again, you have a lot of value in this league. Like, I do think he has a lot of what you want that other guys will never have, though. You know, he does have some stuff that it's like made out of, he's like, this is how I look at it. He's made from the right stuff. Like, he has that toughness that you want on a team.
Agreed.
But Cleveland is probably like, I would take him and a couple first-round picks and whatever and say, hey, you know, we're going to completely try to build around you, make this happen.
Yeah.
But.
Damn.
Cleveland's going, you know, whatever the fuck. But I do. Let's just say that this does happen because, fuck it. LeBron just, we all know LeBron pretty much is going to get there with whoever the fuck he's got. And why not give him a chance with some different guys?
Yeah, I mean, at least if he leaves, there's some guys under contract.
Why not Kemba? Why not Kemba, Dwight? Again, George, like, Hill? the reason why I tell you I disagree with you, that you, like, this is where we disagree. Not with the trade necessarily, but I think you say this would make sense if LeBron leaves long term. I don't think so. That's why I don't like this trade. But, shit, maybe this gives him a good run this year.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, fuck it. Like, maybe more this year. And then after that, LeBron's leaving, and just get rid of all these motherfuckers. Anyways, just blow this whole shit up.
Man, if LeBron leaves, my God.
LeBron is leaving. And it's not that he's... Where is he going? Anywhere but. Look, I told you this. I know, even as a Laker fan, everybody we're talking like, is he coming here? It's not about that. That's not why I'm saying he's Spurs. Leaving. Houston. Now that everybody's talking, Houston is the hot team. You know, him, Chris Paul, Harden. Dude. That could get done.
He'll break into the Cavs locker room. Like, I know the secret code.
What if he goes to OKC with Paul George and fucking and Westbrook?
I mean, and Anthony Davis?
Yeah.
They all just go there? I don't know.
I mean, look, fool. Like, LeBron's at the point where he goes where he wants to go. And I know we say he wants to come here to LA. He's going to come to LA at a certain point in his life anyways. And he might still move to LA next year. Except he's not going to play basketball here. Yeah, he's just going to move here.
He's just going to live here.
Because he already lives here. That's the shit that it doesn't matter. Fool, he could play in Oklahoma City, stay in the baddest hotels for the fucking 6 months that he's fucking there, and then get the fuck out of Dodge.
Peace, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, see that? He can be like, nah, I'll just fly to every game I want to go to.
Well, Kobe, I mean, obviously it's not a different state, but Kobe lived in Orange County when he played in L.A.
Helicoptered into some fucking
game. Yeah, he just choppered into the game. Like, fuck the bullshit. I'm going to live where the fuck I want
to. You think he flew over Sajavuich's on the freeway? Like, yeah, fucking bitch.
Fucking traffic. Machine. I don't believe that he did that and just drove. I think he did that and, like, got on top of him and tell the pilot to put the mic and be like, Sasha, you fucking whack motherfucker.
You can't guard me.
You better not show up late to practice, bitch. He's still talking shit like, you better not be late.
Oh, man.
But still, you know what I mean? Like, LeBron, he's going to play where the fuck he wants to. Let's just cut the shit.
Let's hope it's in Los Angeles.
I will say this. You know how I told you earlier, I feel like Gilbert's going to, like, it's not necessarily on me, but people feel that that Gilbert's going to sell this team maybe.
Right.
Because he has a chance to cash out. He bought this team for $300 million.
Unbelievable.
You know what I'm saying? He's about to get $1.5 billion.
Damn.
You know what I mean? Like, he's trying to sell. I wouldn't even blame the fucker, right? But what I'm going to say this is, the way LeBron has a chance to stay in Cleveland
is by him selling.
Gilbert selling and him saying.
Yeah, that's a huge advantage that we didn't see. Him saying,
oh, yeah, this fucker's gone, then okay, good now.
That we didn't see. We didn't anticipate.
And I know this is not going to happen, but I was hearing on PTI today, Will Button and Kornheiser talking about, what if LeBron buys his team? You know what I mean? And LeBron and a couple guys in there, like, it's got to be against the rules in the NBA, but they can make it happen. They can say, fuck it. Let's let it happen.
Why can't Maverick Carter buy the team with LeBron's money?
Yeah, like, well, the thing is, and LeBron's going to have a team anyways. I mean, the league looks the other way when they want to. LeBron has his own fucking agency. He literally is an agent, which is the most illegal thing, but he's not because, like, his homie's running his company where he's signing guys.
And then the Lakers just hire an agent?
Yeah, like, dude, come on, fool. LeBron, like, they're already letting him be an agent. So, why not let him on a team? Look the other fucking way, assholes.
I'd be surprised.
You look that way. I own this team.
I'm LeBron James, owner and CEO. Like, and not just that. Not only will I be in all your business meetings, I'm going to be playing against your fucking best player.
There you go. That solves the main problem. That's how you keep LeBron.
Yeah, it's true.
Give him the team.
You know what's funny is that Gilbert was probably the Lakers' best weapon, and now he's fucking... If he sells the team, that really hurts.
He's like, fuck, LeBron's not down. He's staying.
Let's move to NFL. There were two games on last Sunday that occurred. One was entertaining. One was not.
Was entertaining for other reasons.
For other reasons, if you live in one certain region of the world, especially. The first game was New England and Jacksonville. The Jaguars put up a hell of a fight, looking like they were going to win most of the game. We watched this together at Stewart's. And before you know it, the storyline unfolded just like ESPN and NFL Films wanted.
And Tom how we talk Brady, about all the time. We've seen this book.
We've read this book.
We've seen this movie. We've read this script. We've done this shit before.
Team X makes dumb mistake or doesn't capitalize on things they should capitalize on. And Tom Brady and X guys drive down the field and make miraculous plays way above any of their capabilities.
It's the Patriots are doing shit, shitty and shitty and shitty, and then they're like, fuck, we're not going to be able to turn this around. But every team finds a way to do something and say, boom, here you go.
Here you go.
We said it before the, what was it, before the half? When the Jaguars got that shit, and then, like, they didn't get the, like, they were looking good, but they didn't punch in that other touchdown. That one more touchdown they needed, you know what I mean? That one other touchdown where it was like, oh, you, and then they let the Patriots get back, and I think they got, like, a field goal or some bullshit. But it was one of those things where, like, dude, that's like a 4-point swing minimum. And it's crazy. Like, you know, like, the Patriots are gonna, if there's a mathematical chance at the end, they're gonna see the hurt, the scaredness, and the hurt in your eyes, and they're gonna take over at a certain point.
Yeah, no, that is
at a certain point in the fourth quarter, just like we just said, the Jaguars have seen the same movies, they read the same books, they said, "Fuck, we're the other team that's about to get their ass kicked by the Patriots." Like they saw it. Like at a certain point, they're like, "Fuck us." It's happening
like,
to us.
They're reading that book to like chapter 5, Jacksonville.
And then
wait
came
a minute.
Jacksonville.
We're Jacksonville.
And here comes the Jaguars. Right. Like,
wait a minute. We're the Jaguars.
Yes. Yes. That's exactly what this was. This was one.
Figured it out.
Right. Wasn't one of those things where we're like, fuck, I could see it. And you're like, oh, no. It's like you want to snap them at it. And you're like, no. You saw it. You got that look in your eyes like you saw it. But we all saw. Step aside, become a fan, because Tom Brady's about to show you how it gets done.
It's unbelievable.
And it sucks. You know how we find it like, oh, it's so like, not again kind of situation? If it's happening to you while you're a player, it's just got to be the worst.
Yeah.
Like, really? Really? We let this shit happen when we knew this was going to happen.
I mean, and probably the play that has been talked about enough is probably that Stephon Gilmore tip. Very Richard Sherman-esque. And Richard Sherman, that tip broke apart a fucking franchise, that Richard Sherman tip, because that stopped Crabtree from catching the ball, and the Niners going to the Super Bowl, and then it just dissolved from there. You know, this, if that ball's any higher, it's a little bit higher, it's caught, and he's going for a touchdown, and the Jaguars win that game. Gilmore, huge play.
And I don't even know if it was a choke part, which I believe that's what it's pretty simple to come across. Like, they're like, yo, they just couldn't believe we're still ahead of the Patriots, and then just folded. But Lombardi said this, and I think I heard other guys talk about it, which I completely, it makes a lot more sense to me that this would happen to a team. The Jaguars, in order to stay in the game or do what they did, they had to play completely different than they normally play, right?
Yeah.
At a certain point, it sucks to say it. It's like they just ran out of play. Like, it sucks to say that they were just limited at a certain point where it's like the coach isn't as creative maybe as somebody else you would want. There was only so much they could do with that playbook, and props to them. You know what I mean? They were able to stay in a half or whatever. But at a certain point, they started doing what we see in a lot of teams where we know exactly what fucking it's a run or a pass. Like, we know it's obvious right now. And you don't want to do that against the Patriots. Or against any defense. But, I mean, the Patriots, you know, like, really, you don't want
to
do that.
Giving Belichick the chance to take a move on you. And
the Butler. What was the whole thing about the Butler against the Seahawks? The thing about those plays is they knew this was going to happen. This is what happens with these fools. They knew exactly, like, when they saw them line up, it's like, the one shit that trips me out is, how does he not pat? Like, if I was Belichick and I knew the shit he knew, like, because I get that he knows stuff. The shit that makes him freaky to me, it's not that he knows that. It's the fucking poker face on the man. So to me, if I said, holy shit, like, let's say you were my DC, Brandon, and I'm the head coach. And here comes the Seahawks, and they do this formation. I would lose my shit and say, these fuckers are going to do it, Brandon. Because they knew that. That's how really Belichick, that's what his insides must have been doing. They're going to run that play. They're fucking stupid. They knew Butler's going to be. This is it.
Yeah,
the game is ours. I could not have hidden that in my face. Like, I would have been jumping and said, fuck yeah. I would have already been celebrating before the play happened. Because Belichick already knew it. This was going there. And you are going to be there. You're going to intercept the shit. And we're going home.
We've done this.
We're going home.
Times.
We're going home, guys.
Knock it down. Intercept it. Do whatever.
Get the dub and get the fuck out.
That's it. It's unbelievable.
And that's what happened to the Jaguars. At a certain point, Belichick was like, all right, guys, we're going to wrap this up pretty soon, I guess. Because I know everything that's happening from here on out.
Well, especially because right after that, right after Miles Jack ripped that ball out, and then the Jaguars didn't score and pretty much gave it right back to the Patriots. It's like, all right, well, I guess as we know how this game is going to go.
And that was the one. You know how everybody said that the refs, I'm not going to buy into that bullshit or whatever, that it was all. But I will say that.
That's a very typical
But that play, though, was huge. And that, like, to me, because, whatever.
Those plays are usually whistled then in the NFL nowadays.
I know, but that's bullshit, dude. Because, like. And not that the way they called it. You're right that they called it. That's what people get upset is a team like the Jaguars, they got to have that one. You know what I mean? Like they're, but they didn't, so they lost.
They
the game.
Had enough. They had.
No,
they had
I know,
a
but
lot.
What I'm saying is, dude, you're playing the Patriots here. They're like, nah, man, get it right all the time. Don't do this benefit of the doubt. But
so Tom Brady goes to another Super Bowl, a chance to win his sixth. This is his Jaguars eighth Super Bowl appearance, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn.
17 years in the league.
Impressive.
That's crazy, fool.
It's unbelievable.
Half of your years. Pretty much in Super Bowls.
Oh, that's nuts. And then the NFC.
Well, actually, and I think it's only 16 years as a starter. So yeah, like straight up.
Half.
Half of all his seasons, he was in the fucking suit. He went to the Super Bowl, dog.
Well, don't forget when he blew out his knee. That was the game one against
so
the Chiefs.
Over 50% of his chances, damn.
Just straight up in Super Bowls.
In Super Bowls, damn. And you win six of those. Or maybe six.
Dude.
Most likely.
You know, everybody talks about that. Is it Brady? Is it Belichick? It's both, and let's get over it.
Yeah, it's both. And McDaniels, obviously. No. And Hoyer. Oh, come on, you know,
shit,
the
dude.
Legend.
And the cut, the 12 stitches in his hand. All of this shit that, you know what I mean? Like,
I love that he wore gloves at the press conference. That's so great. It's such a genius move on their part.
Because people are like, what does it matter? It matters because when you can make nothing into a story, you're fucking with everybody's mind.
Yep.
You're mind fucking the whole situation. Everybody's getting mind fucked right here.
Yes, I agree. speaking of mind fucked, NFC, the Vikings, mind fucked, gone, eliminated.
Fuck, man. And that was such a good.
The Eagles whooped their ass.
I'm going to say now, like.
And go to Super Bowl.
I really, 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 really dug what the fuck Zimmer did as a coach this year. I mean, to me. That was one of the great coaching jobs that I've went like it,
right.
That's what how you get the job done.
Yeah, he should have been coach of the year. That was a great.
You know, that
maybe
was a
Peterson
dude,
actually.
That
now.
Was a dude. Like yeah, I don't. There's a lot of good guys. That's why I give him props. This was a year where a couple guys stepped their fucking game up.
Even Marone from the Jaguars.
Exactly.
For sure, you're right.
And he left the gig. He left the Bills. He was a head coach, so they hated him in the Bills. Like he said, nah, I'm out. Dip. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
and
you're
people
right.
are like, what the fuck, Jacksonville? You know, but hey, here he was, right? You know, McVay with the Rams. I mean, a lot of fools did some good shit. A lot of guys did some good shit. But then there's still guys like fucking Garrett that are going to have a job next year, and I don't understand it.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. But now let's actually get into the game. The Vikings, though, got the shit kicked out of them.
Yeah, we don't have to spend too much time on it because it definitely was a...
Because they got the shit kicked out of them.
Yes.
It was just a beatdown. Look, I'm not trying to offend the Vikings people, but if you're going to say, listen, not even really, because it wasn't too much. I guess let's just focus on what this really was. I guess it had no... It sucks to say it like this, but it almost didn't have shit to do with the Vikings.
No.
This was all about the Eagles getting to the Super Bowl. I'm not a fan of the Eagles necessarily, but fuck it, I guess. You know, happy for those fools, I guess. Because the way they beat that ass, they whooped that ass, they let the fucking Vikings have it, it was, again, this isn't about you. You were just in the fucking way.
Yeah, pretty much.
Get the fuck out of the way and let us go to the fucking Super Bowl.
Oh, you're not going
to
play us today? All right, goodbye.
Get the fuck out of here. This is for the fools that were for real right now. The fools are ready. And it sucks because the Vikings was not that team this year. They got punked like that.
They got super punked. Nick Foles are great. And the Eagles find themselves back in another Super Bowl against New England. And
get another opportunity to lose to Tom Brady. I mean, they've done it once.
What more can you ask for in the NFL, right?
You know?
In the NFC. I don't know. The Eagles definitely have a shot. You know, like, well, I asked you last week, do you think you can get to the Super Bowl? You're like, well, yeah, they only got one team to beat. Now they got one team to beat to win it all.
And that's the mentality, right? Like we said, shit, anything can happen, of course, all the time. But it can't happen until you win the one game that you need to get there. And now, both teams, comes to the Patriots and comes to the Eagles, they've won all the games they needed to get here. The math worked out for them in whatever way it needed to.
Both number one seeds, too.
That's cool. And I guess, like we talk about all the time, that's how it should be, right?
All right, who's your pick? Pats?
Yeah, I'm going to go Pats. But I do think that that by the closer we get to the Super Bowl, I'm going to have people trying to get me to switch my pick. And not because they're going to convince me and give me more information. It's just like I'm going to always find a way to take it back to the Niners.
Of course.
Just like it was with us with the Ravens. It became a point where it was too many people were picking the Niners.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I mean? Like, it just sucks. Like, sometimes it shouldn't matter. But that's how I feel like with the Patriots. At a certain point, we're going to be like, we're already counting this as Tom Brady's sixth Super Bowl, right? He that's how the storyline is. He has a chance to get to six. We're already thinking he's going to get that six.
True.
And the way shit works sometimes is like, yeah, that's when it doesn't happen.
Well, we all wrote the Vikings in there, right? So.
The Rams. The Rams was the team.
Who you got, Mike?
Pats.
Yeah, I got the Pats as well. For now, we'll see. Very early predictions. We might have another podcast next week to maybe talk about some prop bets, some of our favorites, and go from there.
Yeah. Because right now it's just more like, what do we think about what happened? But, you know, exactly. The Super Bowl is still a whole week away, at least.
Yeah.
And the interesting shit is what Brandon just mentioned. Little prop bets, some other stupid storylines. Somebody's going to do something stupid. There's a prop, there's a prop bet that NBA. I'll tell you that I did find funny that I heard somewhere. I think it might have been on with Cousin Sal, but it was is a player from either team going to get arrested for soliciting like a prostitute or something? You know what I mean? Like,
oh, nice! I like that one.
You know, is it going to happen?
That's funny.
You know, does it have to be a player or can it be Warren Sapp? Because if Warren Sapp, that's what he got arrested for last year.
He brings his own. Actually, he brings his own. Yeah. Or a coach, for sure. All right, that's going to do. Anything else to add?
Mm-mm.
All right. That's going to do it for us. Thank you very much for listening to episode 130. You can check us out on the web at 30minutelunchbreak.wordpress.com. Subscribe on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play. And follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that jazz. All right, y'all. Take it easy. Have a great week. Later.